Thank you for calling RingCentral. If you are calling with questions about TCR, SMS messaging, or texting issues or concerns, please press 1. For other concerns, please stay.
All agents are currently busy assisting other customers. Your estimated wait time is less than 5 minutes. We apologize for the delay and will be with you as soon as possible. This call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance purposes.
My name is Fernando. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm actually having issues with my credit card addresses. All the accounts that I had with RingCentral are blocked. I had just really have that issue.
Let me see here. May I have please your RingCentral phone number?
Yeah, it's 760-688-0534.
Right, give me one moment, please. Just I'm going to pull up your account here.
I'm sorry, come again.
Yes, sir, just give me one moment, please. I'm pulling up your account.
All right.
Just a conference here. Could you repeat the RingCentral phone number?
Sure. Give me one moment here. It's 760-688-0534.
One moment, please. Is this almost on here? Yeah, I cannot. I'm unable to find an account with this phone number. Just by any chance, do you have another phone number?
What number do you have?
The company main number, sir.
Company's main number?
Yes, sir.
Let me check. Give me one moment.
Okay, sure.
This is the main number.
Okay, the number that you provided me before, is that the main number?
Sure, that is 760-688-4534, and this is the main number.
All right, let me try one more time, please. It will be 760-688-4534.
0534.
That's right, got it. Let me review this phone number here. May I have your name, please, sir, and your extension number?
Well, my name is Jason, but let me check what's the extensions on this number.
Okay.
We have multiple extensions on this number. Which one you want?
Okay, Can I have your last name, please, Jason?
Jason Hawks.
I'll be checking this information.
Or if you are looking for the name registered with the company, that would be Salman A. Khan.
One second, please. I'm still checking down here. Now, may I have the company's name, please, sir?
Company's name, just a moment.
Yes, sir. You hear me?
Give me a moment. Give me a moment.
Okay, okay.
The company name is Cybex Lab, LLC.
Cybex Lab, LLC. I got it. Yes, I was trying to look for your exemption numbers here, but I'm unable to see it. So it will be easier for me if you provided me.
I have a lot of extension numbers, like different numbers on that, associated with the main number. There are more than 100 plus.
Oh, I see, sir. In order to verify. Yeah, first of all, before we proceed with your concern, we have to authenticate this account. So we have to ask you either a security question or the fake or the first six and last four digits of the credit card associated with this account.
First six and what? How many last numbers you need?
First six and last four digits
okay,
of the credit card plus expiration date.
I can give you the first six and last four digits of the card number and expiration date.
Yeah, sure. Whenever you're ready, let me know, please.
Sure, give me one moment here.
Okay, sure.
Are you ready for the number?
Yes, sir, I'm ready.
That's 534271. These are the first six digits. The last four are 5915.
What about the expiration date, sir?
0329. But the thing is, I don't want to use this card. I want to add a new card. This is all the cards associated with the account.
Okay, sir. So please give me more details. What is your concern about? Or basically, you just want to update your credit, jubilee information.
I tried to update my credit card information, but the thing is, like, there were some address verification issues, and that is the reason that they declined the payments and all the activation of my account again.
Mm-hmm.
So is there anything I can do it over the phone or manually? How I can do that?
Yes, sir. I'm checking, verifying something here on your account before making changes on that.
Mm-hmm.
Just let me ask you something. Do you have access to the Ring Central admin portal?
I'm sorry. Come again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can you
do you have access to?
Yep, I do. I do have the access to the internet right now. I can log into the Ring Central.
Yeah, can you open your browser, please, and go to service.ringcentral.com?
Service.ringcentral.com.
Yes, you're logged in. And once you're there, let me know, please. By the way, who do you have the pleasure of speaking with?
I'm sorry, come again.
Yes, you may have your name, please.
Understand your accent. My name is Jason Hawks.
Jason Hawks. Okay.
Yep, I'm on the service page, on the login page.
Let me ask you something. What are the options that you are able to see in that page?
I do see only the option that this is the sign in, that's it. Or login now.
So are you logging now?
Yep, I just tried logging. It says that my information, your information is not correct. Your account will be suspended until you update your payment information.
Okay, sure. Thank you so much for giving that information because I'm having the same inconvenience here on my part. So let me contact the proper department right away here. Don't you mind if in the meantime I place you on hold up the 2 or 3 minutes, sir, while I try to connect you?
I'm sorry, can you do one more time? I barely can understand your accent.
I am sorry for that. Okay, so we are having an inconvenience here. It looks like your account is suspended. So let me try, please, to contact you, to connect you over the proper department in order to enable your account and update your billing information once again.
Sure.
Okay, so don't you mind, please, if I place you on hold up to 2 or 3 minutes?
Sure. Take your time. I have no issues. I'll be here on the call.
Thank you. Thank you so much, sir. I'll be right back, okay? I'll place you on hold. Thank you.
All right.
Hi, Jackson. Thank you so much for your time on holding. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Thank you so much, sir. I do have one of my colleagues from billing department. His name is Sheldon. He will be able to offer you a forwarded assistance regarding this inconvenience that we're having here.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day, you both, sir. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hello?
Yes, hello. May I know your first name, please? Sorry, I wasn't able to...
Sure, my name is Jason.
Jason?
Yep.
Okay, Jason. So, do you have a computer with you, Jason?
Yep, I'm right now on my computer.
Okay, thank you. So, please pull up a browser.
I am on the browser.
Please type in service.ringcentral.com.
I am on the browser.
I'm sorry, you are on?
I am on the ringcentral.com, the service.ringcentral.com, and I'm logged in there.
Oh, I see. Oh, so you're logged in.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, please click on the billing tab.
I am on the billing part. I'm trying to do the monthly payments. Then I've moved on with the next payment information, trying to update my card details there. But the only issue I'm facing right now, that is like whenever I put my address or after putting my address, if I'm clicking on save, it's telling me the information from billing address that is incorrect.
I see. Okay, just a moment. Let me check. Okay, so no worries. I do not do updating yet. Okay, I have to reset our tools here.
What do I need to reset?
Just a moment.
Okay.
The credit card information.
Are you there?
Yes. Did you update again?
Yeah, I just tried to update it again.
Did you try to update?
Yep, I'm just trying to update it again. I click on save. It's not saving there. It's just loading up and then staying on the same page. I'm not sure what's happening here. Yeah, finally saved. Finally got saved. Again, it says something went wrong. The new card hasn't saved, but I'm not sure what went wrong.
Okay, just a moment. So it's saved. It was updated, right?
I'm sorry, come again?
The card already updated the card information?
Yes, I already updated the card information. When I clicked on save and I want to move forward, it showed me like the card is saved, but in the time of confirmation, it showed like some error, something went wrong. But let me try to do it again. I guess my internet is not working properly. Let me see.
No, just a moment. Okay, so we updated the card successfully. So let me try to run the payment here on my end.
Okay.
So it is the card that ends with 5385, right?
I'm sorry, it's a Visa card, yes.
The card ends with 5385.
Let me see the last four digits again.
Correct.
So give me one moment. Let me see the last four digits again.
The last four is...
What was the last four digits?
Okay.
Did you
last four is 4385, correct?
Yep, that is the one. Yes.
Okay.
You want to try to process from your end, or you want me to process from my end?
Let me rerun the payment on my end.
Okay. And the payment is a monthly one is 2307.73, right? Give me a moment. If you haven't tried it yet, let me try it from my end. Let me see if I see any issues from here. If this is the case, then...
Sure.
Okay. I'm just trying to confirmation it. It shows me something went wrong. I'm not sure even if the card is charged or not.
Okay, let me...
I guess you are the only hope I have right now.
Try to run the payment. Okay, no worries.
Just something is wrong.
And just a moment, Jason.
No problem. Is it done?
Just a moment. I have to refresh my tools.
Okay.
Okay, so when I tried to rerun the payment, it failed, and it says here that you need to reach out to your bank so that they can provide you more information about the transaction.
Okay,
yes.
It's a bank hold, right? Okay, let me go and try to call the bank and see.
Okay, thank you. Anything else I can help you with?
No, one last thing here. Like, once the bank hold is over, I can. What do I need to do? Do I need to call you again, or do I just go ahead and process the clearing?
I just follow the instruction with what your bank will say.
All right.
Or
all
will
okay.
Advise you. Okay. Okay.
All righty.
Okay. Thank you, and have a great day.
You too.
Thank you for choosing RingCentral. Bye-bye.